Okay, we are learning about healings, and we start from the beginning where the sickness and disease came. Then we learn how God takes care of His children, who are the godly people, believes in God and walk according to the will of God, how God takes care of them, and how the people who are not godly get all kinds of sickness, disease, and problems. And we learn from Genesis, means from Adam to Noah, Noah to Abraham, and last week we learned from Abraham to Jacob. And now today we are going to learn from Jacob and his children and how they went to Egypt and how God delivered them from Egypt. Isaac had two children, Esau and Jacob. We learn that Esau was worldly and he married heathen ladies, but the Jacob was almost his age and did not marry anybody until his mother and father sent him to his relatives. So let's read about a little bit about Esau. Genesis chapter 36 and start reading from verse 1.
Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hittite, and Bashemeth, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajah. And Ada bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemeth bare Reuel.
Okay, now we stop here. Can you see how many wives he got? Jacob went to his uncle's place, and he didn't have idea that he will have so many wives. He was just waiting for Rachel. But this man married so many ladies and all heathens, including girl from Ishmael's family. Now you know Ishmael is Abraham's first son, and he is not Israelites, and now they are trouble to Jewish people. So he should know that we should not be marrying heathens, but he did. And verse 43, if you read, he says, this all became Edomites. That means from them came all Arab nations.
Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram, these be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites.
See, he is Esau, the father of the Edomites. Means all these people came, Arabian people, came from him and Ishmael. And so now we see, this is Esau's family. Jacob's family, we know that Jacob's had 12 sons. Out of that 12 sons, there is one son, Joseph, was a God-fearing man. And his father loved Joseph, and the reason is given because he was watching over the other brothers, what they doing wrong. And when they do something wrong, he would come and tell his father. That's why father liked him so much. Let's read Genesis chapter 37. Now this is a long story, but we are going to cut it short. Genesis chapter 37 to chapter 50, we will have full story about Joseph. But we don't have time, but we are going to just see highlights. Okay, Genesis 37, starting from verse 3.
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying.
Now, father knew this. He said, father kept everything in his heart, what's going to happen to his dreams. He did not condemn him, even though with the mouth he condemned, but from the heart he did not, because he thought maybe something special is going to happen to my son. So he just was thinking about this. So now, father knows the brothers are hating him. Still, father loved all the children the same. How do you know? When you read from the verse 13, father comes to Joseph and says, Joseph, your brothers are taking care of our sheep. Could you take them some food? Now, he would know, if I send my son there, and there are all evil brothers, they can kill my son. Why should I send him there? But he sent him there. So, Joseph's life and Christ's life, we can compare, but we don't have time. Our subject is not that. They sold him. They wanted to kill him. But here the word of God is saying, what God did made that man prosperous.
Yeah, sure.
Now, Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, if you read, you know what it says? Blessed is the man. Please read. And the verse 3 says, that blessed man is like a tree planted by the riverside. Please read.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
See, this is the sign of a godly man. Now, people are in this world, have two jobs, three jobs, work hard, but there is no prosperity. What the word of God says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Joseph is a good example. His brother hated him. He did not say to his father, I'm not going to take food for them because they're going to kill me. He said, okay, dad, I'm going to take the food. They're eating food and he's in a pit. They sold him to Potiphar, and now you know what happened to him. This man gave all the in charge to this Joseph, but his wife was crooked. She wanted him to sleep with her. And you know the story. And then she accused him, and man put him in a jail. As soon as he was in the jail, wherever he went, he started shining. There he went and he got a good job in there. Let's read Genesis 41, starting from verse 37.
And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thee.
How God blesses the children of God, and how other people suffers to him. God said, Israel, Jacob, I'll be with you. You go to Egypt, I'll be with you. So from that, you know, God's presence was there. And God told Abraham, if you want to know, Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. God told Abraham, I'm going to take your children or your descendants to Egypt. 15, 13, 14.
And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
See, now this promise was given to Abraham. So now these people are in Egypt. And what happened? The new kings arise. Exodus chapter 1, start reading from verse 6.
And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them.
Let's read verse 12.
But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
When they start multiplying, the Egyptian people start harassing them. They wanted to kill these people, not ordinary way, give them hard work. So they work hard and they might die, they get disease, they will have problem. But here they keep on multiplying. We will be learning how God delivers the children of Israel. You remember Moses? Moses grew in Pharaoh's house. And when he was in his age, read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, starting from verse maybe 24.
By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Now see here, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, where he got faith? He heard mom's saying. And so just like Timothy's grandmother was believer, mother was believer, and when he got saved by Paul, he was a solid Christian. So he got a faith and he refused to be Pharaoh's son. Read a little bit further. Read until 29.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
See, pleasures of sin. He knew other people are committing sin, living in sin, enjoying sinful life, even the Israeli people. He said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to enjoy. Now this time, he's not a baby. He's almost 40 years old, Moses. And at that time, he is saying, I do not want to be Pharaoh's son anymore. I have decided to suffer with the children of God. Yes, go ahead.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
Now here we read, in nutshell, how Moses thought to help the children of Israel. And do you know what he did? You know that, right? He killed Egyptian. Because Egyptian was fighting with the Israeli people, so he killed Egyptian, dig the sand, buried him. And the word of God says he looked left and right. He did not look up. He did not look back. And he thought nobody saw me. Next day, Israeli people are fighting with each other. So he comes and says, why are you brothers fighting to each other? That man said, who are you? You are our judge. You killed Egyptian yesterday. You want to kill me today? He thought the news went far. Now Pharaoh is going to kill me. So he ran for his life. And you saw this in Ten Commandments. So 40 years he was in wilderness. And then God speaks to him. Meantime, the word of God says in Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 and 25, the Pharaoh dies. The Pharaoh who wants to kill Moses is dead now. So God chose the right timing to send Moses back. And God showed him how to go back. Chapter 7, he says, I will make you like a god to Pharaoh. That means Pharaoh has to be afraid of him. Read that verse, chapter 7, verse 1.
And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet.
See, now he says, you thinking you are ordinary man, I made you as a god to Pharaoh. Aaron will be prophet. And then you know there are 10 plagues came. There are 10 plagues happens. But the point I'm making here, all the time, God takes care of his people. When God told them, if you go to Egypt, I will not bring you with the empty handed. And he said, I'll put in their mind a favor. He says, speak to children of Israel in their ears. Means secretly. I'm telling you, ask your neighbor. The word of God says, when you go to the 12th chapter, read verse 35 and 36.
And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment.
See, they got all the silver and gold, the jewelry and beautiful clothes. And they got everything. And then we see God told them in the chapter 12, take the lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, and then the death angel will come in the middle of the night to killing the Egyptian people, but I will pass. And we see the blood on the doorpost. If there is a blood on the doorpost up on both sides, that house will be passed over and you will be alive. And so now they did it accordingly, and God saved all the children of Israel. And so God gave the grace, whoever has the blood sign, that life will be saved. So the point I'm making here, that was just the beginning, pointing towards the cross. And when you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, devil has no power to destroy you. As soon as we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, St. John chapter 5, verse 24, he says, we are passed from death unto life, and no condemnation.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Once we believe, just like when we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, Moses did this Passover by faith. And so we also believe by faith that Jesus Christ died for us. And if you believe that he shed his blood and there is the power in the blood, then we will be redeemed, saved, and protected. We just did 3 hours of study on the blood, if you remember. And so we know there is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not a single blood on earth can save you, or any other person's blood, but the blood of Jesus Christ. But before they start the journey, some miracle happened. They got silver, gold, and everything. But at the same time, they got complete, perfect health. Can you imagine? Only 70 people went to Egypt, but now there are over 2 million people. Just the people, and then children and wife, you count it, it may be more than that. But this many people are coming, and when they were working there under this Egyptian taskmasters, they got beaten, they got wounds, they might be sick, they might be afflicted, they have diseases. Psalm 105, starting from 37, you will see how God delivered them and how God healed them. That's the miracle.
He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes.
See, silver and gold they got, and what? Perfect health. Not a single person, not only one, but on their tribe. There were 12 tribes of Israel were there. Not a single person was feeble. According to these words, everybody was healthy. Because here we see, when the Moses went to bring these people, he was what? Almost 80 years old. Read the Exodus chapter 7, verse 7. So now Moses is 80 years old, but there were other people older than him. But when they took the Passover lamb, everybody got healed. Okay, go ahead.
And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old.
That means
they spake unto Pharaoh.
Moses is 80, Aaron is 83 years old, And that's the time now they are living after the Passover. And here he says, everyone was completely healthy when they left Egypt. So point I'm making here, God wants us to be completely healthy and wealthy. But how he makes it? When you listen to him, when you obey him, when you follow him. We see the pattern from Adam until now Israel, all the 12 tribes of Israel. Now we are just putting this like a foundation, how God wants to save and heal and deliver and keep us healthy. God protected them and kept them healthy, gave the silver and gold and brought out of the Egypt. Why? Because of the blood of the Lamb. If the blood of the Lamb has that much power to save you and give you wealth, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ is? 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, Isaiah saw this in vision. Jesus Christ was not even born, and he sees the vision. Read.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Isaiah says we are healed, Peter says we were healed. When? 2,000 years ago. That's why I tell people, our God is a healer. Our God does miracles. These people, how many millions of people were in Egypt without doctor's treatment, without the medicine? God brought them with a mighty hand out of the Pharaoh's hand with the silver and gold and good health. Same God is here, right? Our God is not dead God. He can do the same. So each and every Sunday, what we do? You remember when we're taking the communion? We believe with your stripes, we are healed. And we receive our healing by faith. And many people, as they take the communion, they get healed. So that's what we are learning. Okay, we are going to stop here. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Today you gave us chance to learn about Jacob's, Israel's children, and how they journeyed to Egypt, and how you brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with a silver, gold, and health. Same God is here. And Lord Jesus, if we follow you, our God is the same God. Your word says in book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is unchangeable God. And with his stripes, we are healed. We want to be healthy and prosperous people on earth. So we can tell somebody, if they come to Jesus Christ, receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their life will be not the same. They will be prosper in everything. Give us grace to tell others and live the same life for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.